At Fort Hood in Texas today, defense lawyers begin to present their case at the court-martial of Specialist Charles Greener. He is the suspected ringleader of the prisoner abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The lawyers are trying to show that anything the 36-year-old Army reservist is accused of either was legal or was ordered by superior officers. NPR's Jackie Northam's been covering the trial. Jackie, welcome to Day to Day, and bring us up to date with a summary of the case, please. The prosecution ended their case yesterday, yes?
Yes, that's right. Their case took 2 days to present, and some of the key evidence, Alex, was photographs of the abuse. The prosecution introduced about 36 still photos and 3 video recordings that were all taken on one night, November 7th, 2003, at Abu Ghraib prison. There's pictures of naked, shackled Iraqi detainees piled into a human pyramid, and you see Greener and other soldiers posing and smiling behind these detainees. You also see very explicit sex acts that male prisoners say they were forced into by Greener and others. And there's video recordings which are quite disturbing, and one of them you see Greener using a leash to drag a prisoner across the floor. The prosecution also put on other soldiers who have already pled guilty to the abuse. They put them on the stand earlier this week. And yesterday, Tuesday, there was very powerful testimony from 2 detainees who gave graphic accounts of the abuse and the humiliation they say they suffered at the hands of Greener and the other soldiers. And one of those detainees described Greener as the prison's primary torturer.
Now, this was videotaped testimony that they had taken. How is the defense going to respond to this?
Well, it was very difficult. One of the detainees that gave testimony yesterday started out as a defense witness, and he changed his story so many times during questioning that he actually became a witness for the prosecution. It was very damning testimony, though, yesterday, and the defense is really trying to keep up. The problem is they have very little physical evidence to work with. So what the defense is planning to do is introduce witnesses who it hopes will give a good sense of what was happening at the prison at the time, the pressure to get active intelligence, the chaos that was there, and the whole idea of nobody really knew who was in charge. And so Greener and other lawyers, the defense is saying, were taking orders from intelligence officers. And those orders, the defense says, were to rough up prisoners before they were taken in for interrogation. The defense is going to try and put on some MPs, which is what Greener was at the time, military police, a military intelligence officer, and a commanding officer as well. So they're starting their case today, this morning.
What about putting on Charles Greener himself?
Oh, there's been a lot of speculation about that. Greener said himself several times that he will testify on his behalf. His lawyer, his civilian lawyer, isn't quite as certain. You know, the defense lawyer in him tells him, no, don't do it. But he says that Greener would make a good witness because he's the only one who can say what he was ordered to do. And again, that's to rough up these prisoners. It's interesting, Alex, to note that Greener's confidence was he appeared very confident at the beginning of this trial late last week. And you see that slipping away, obviously, every single day, and especially after this testimony from the detainees yesterday.
NPR's Jackie Northam at Fort Hood in Texas at the court-martial of Specialist Charles Greener, accused in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.